Okay, Shavuot Tov, everyone. Okay, I'd like to recap a little bit from last week and add on a little more. And then at the end, I'd like to say short Dvar Torah on Parshas Vayeshev, upcoming Parsha. Okay? All right, so we spoke last week about a drasha that is the Rishonim bring down that says that when you count Sfiras HaOmer, you have to stand. Okay, why do you have to stand when you count Sfiras HaOmer? Because there's a drasha that the pasuk says by Sfiras HaOmer, Me'achel Charmish Bakama, Al Trikui Bakama Ela Bakoma, that you should be standing when you start to count the Sfiras HaOmer, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, so that there's a drasha by Sfiras HaOmer. Then we pointed out that the tour. Oh, I think you're in the back by the window. Then we mentioned that the tour in Simen Ches and Hilchos Tzitzis, that's where it all starts. All starts by Hilchos Tzitzis. This tour writes that you should stand when you put on your tzitzis. Doesn't tell you why you should stand when you put on your tzitzis, but he says you stand when you put on your tzitzis. Why would someone stand when he puts on tzitzis? So the Beis Yosef on the side of the tour, the Beis Yosef was written by Yosef Karo, very good. Okay, remember from last week. So the Beis Yosef says that where did this come from? It came from a drasha of Gzeira Shava, Lachem Lachem. That just like it says, Sfartam Lachem by Sfiras HaOmer, it says the word Lachem. So too by other mitzvos where it says the word Lachem, we're going to learn from there that just like you have to stand for Sfiras HaOmer, so too you're going to stand by those other mitzvos. And by Tzitzis, it says the word Lachem. And therefore, that's how you know you stand for the mitzvah of tzitzis. When the Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha that you have to stand for wearing your tzitzis, he adds on that not only do you stand when you put on your tzitzis, but you should also stand when
you say the bracha.
When you say the bracha on the tzitzis. Okay? He adds on that when you make your bracha on your tzitzis, you also should stand. You should stand. Now that's based on a source. It says for all the brachos on mitzvahs, you're supposed to stand. When it comes to berachas hanehenin, like eating a donut, right, or eating a bagel, or whatever it is, when you're supposed to be sitting while you're eating. So you're supposed to sit when you make the bracha as well. Okay, since the action that you're involved in is a sitting action, you're supposed to go ahead and sit for the bracha as well. But when it comes to mitzvos that you're standing for, like tzitzis, you're putting on, standing, so too, you should stand for the bracha on the tzitzis. Okay, now comes the following discussion that we mentioned last week, a machlokas between the Magen Avram and the Gra, and the Vilna Gaon. And that is as follows. Is this idea of standing for the mitzvah and standing for the bracha, are they intertwined? Are they always going to be connected? Or can they be separated? The Magen Avram is of the opinion that they both live on its own. Meaning, some mitzvahs maybe we're going to stand for, some mitzvahs maybe we're going to sit for. Some mitzvahs we're going to stand for the bracha, some mitzvahs we're going to sit for the bracha. It doesn't always have to go hand in hand. So the Magen Avram understands that the bracha always has to be stood for. So the Magen Avram asks the following question. He asks, how come we see that when it comes to the mitzvah of taking off challah, right, you have a lot of dough, you're about to make a lot of challah for Shabbos, so the halacha is that you have to take off some of that dough, you're not allowed to eat it. Right, and if you don't take it off, it's not kosher. Right, similar to Trumas and Maisers, if you don't take off, you don't tithe some of the food, it's not kosher, you're not allowed to eat it. That's why it's not as simple as in America, you just go into any fruit store usually, and you just buy fruits. Right? You don't have to look, does it have a hefshir on it? Here, in Eretz Yisrael, you go to a store, and you don't have to eat the meat, you don't have to eat the milk. You just want to have a salad, and it's not so, it might be less kosher than the meat. Because it could be that that store did not take off Chumas and Maisos. You have to be very, very careful wherever we go ahead and we eat our fruits and vegetables. So the same thing is by dough. You're not allowed to eat bread. You're not allowed to eat anything that's made out of dough if you didn't take off challah first. The halacha is, it says it explicitly in the Gemara, that you're allowed to sit while you're making the bracha on taking off challah. So it says in Magen Avraham, how can that be? There's this rule, no matter what, we don't care about the mitzvah sitting, mitzvah standing. All brachos on mitzvahs have to be standing up. How could it be that you could go ahead and make your bracha on mafresh challah sitting down? So the Magen Avram answered that taking off challah is not really a mitzvah. It's just it's like you have a bad thing in front of you. You want to go ahead and eat the challah, right? It's a problem though. It's not kosher, right? So you just got to remove the blockage so you can go ahead and eat the challah. But it's not really a mitzvah. And therefore, that's why specifically over there you don't have to make the bracha. But by any other mitzvah, where you're obligated to go ahead and do this mitzvah, like tzitzis, obligated to go ahead and put on the tzitzis, to wear the beggar with tzitzis, so then, of course, you have to go ahead and stand for the bracha. Okay, so it was a very fundamental idea, deep idea, about understanding the category, how do we view every single type of mitzvah. He said that challah is not really an obligatory mitzvah, it's something just to get rid of the issue in front of us, and therefore you don't have to stand for the bracha on the mitzvah. Asks Daniel Rosenthal, if you remember, he asked last week that, but tzitzis is the exact same way, right? I want to wear this four-corner garment right now, but I'm not allowed to wear it unless I go ahead and put on my tzitzis. So what's the difference? I like tefillin. Tefillin, right? There's a halacha. You got to put on your tefillin today. Okay, so I got to put it on. I got to stand for the bracha. Challah, I understand. It's different. If I want to have the challah, I have to go ahead and take off the challah. Says Dan Rosenthal, where does the mitzvah of tzitzis fit in? Is it like tefillin, or is it like taking off the challah? So he suggested that's like taking off the challah, right? If I want to wear a four-corner garment, I have to go ahead and put on my tzitzis. So the answer to his question, we discussed it last week briefly, but I don't think I formulated it properly. The answer is that Tosos says in Maseches Yevamos, Nadav Tzadi says the following thing. This is quite interesting. At what point do you have to put on tzitzis onto your beged? Right? Do you have to, let's say there's a garment over here hanging in my closet, and I'd love to put that garment on. Okay, well, you got to put tzitzis on first, then put on your garment. Says Tosos, that's not true. Well, you take the garment, you put it on without any tzitzis hanging. Once you're wearing a four-corner garment, then you're obligated to put on tzitzis. Very, very interesting. This actually had a lot of ramifications. We're not going to talk this now. Hopefully we'll have another shiur specifically on the mitzvah of tzitzis. We'll discuss this. The mitzvah of tzitzis is not when I want to go ahead and put on a garment, I have to put my tzitzis on first. But rather, when I'm wearing a garment already that has four corners, I'm obligated immediately to put on my tzitzis. And as long as I do it right away, I'm not over an aveira. Even though I have three corners that still aren't, there's no tzitzis on it, as long as I put it on, I start wrapping, so I'm in the process of putting the tzitzis on my garment, and that's okay. Very interesting way of looking at the mitzvah tzitzis. And therefore, really, it's not like challah. It's exactly like tefillin. I'm wearing a garment right now, I'm obligated right now to put tzitzis on that garment. Just like I'm obligated when I wake up in the morning to put on my tefillin, I'm obligated right now in my situation where I am, wearing this four-corner garment, I have to go ahead and put my tzitzis on right now. It's not, if I want to put on a garment, I have to go ahead and put my tzitzis on before I put on the garment. Then it would be similar to challah, where if I want to do something, I have to go about doing something in order to permit me to go ahead and do that mitzvah. That's not like that. It's once I'm wearing such a garment, I'm obligated to go ahead and put on my garment. Okay, so therefore it's very similar to tefillin. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says that for tzitzis, you have to stand for the bracha. Okay. The Vilna Gaon said that, is that really true? That for every single mitzvah in the world, you have to be standing up for the bracha on the tzitzis? On the mitzvah? It's not true. It's only for specific things. Like Omer, tzitzis, and tkiyas ha-shofar. Because like we said last week, atzat Hashem la'olam ta'amod, the pasuk says. Atzat stands for Omer, tzitzis, and tekiah, right? But tekiah shofar. But not every mitzvah in the world you have to stand. That's why you don't have to stand for when you take off the mitzvah, the challah. Challah is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's not just to get rid of. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to go ahead and be mafresh challah. Asher kiddushan b'sav tzivanu. Why am I allowed to sit down? Because you're allowed to sit down for a bracha. It's only by specific things that you have to stand for the bracha. So that's Machlokes the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon. You have to stand for all brachos or only some of the brachos. Okay. Where did this have another ramification? We began speaking about this by Hilchos Tefillin. Right? In Hilchos Tefillin, there's two opinions. We have the opinions that follow the Grand Rabbi Shon Lavi, that says that we sit down, we put on the tefillin, right? That's the Sfardim, the tefillin shal yad. They put on sitting down, then they stand up for the tefillin shal rosh. And then you have the Ashkenazim, that we go ahead and we put on the tefillin shal yad, standing up as well. Okay. Says the Magen Avraham, it's very interesting. Now, where did this come from, standing up and sitting down? So we spoke about this a little bit last week, that the reason to sit for the tefillin shal yad is based on the Zohar. It's based on Kabbalah. Nowhere in the Talmud Bavli, in the Nigla, in the Revealed Torah, do we find that you're supposed to sit for putting on your tefillin. But in the Kabbalah, it does. So here is a big discussion. Mishnah Berurah brings this down. Everyone wants to look this up. We don't have time now to discuss it. But look it up, please. In Siman Chaf Hei, it's very, very short. The Magen Avraham discusses what happens when Kabbalah is against the Gemara. Fascinating question, huh? How do you paskin? Kabbalah versus the Gemara. How do we paskin? So there's some people, I think the Vilna Gaon is of this opinion, that you'll never find the machlokas. You just have to look in the Gemara deeper, and you'll be able to find everything that's in there from the Kabbalah. But if we can't figure it out, and we see there's machlokas in the Zohar and the Gemara, how do we go about doing it? So the halacha is that we at least the Ashkenazim take on, that we go like the Gemara. Okay? But the Sfardim take on over here, that you sit down, because that's what the Zohar says. So the Magen Avraham says, I have a way we can make shalom. Okay, we're going to make shalom between the Sfardim and Ashkenazim. And he says, this is what you should do. He says, Ashkenazim, go as follows. Make the bracha while you're standing. Asher k'yusam t'zom l'aniach tefillin. Then, sit down and rap. So you can do both. You could make the bracha sin, because all brachas are mitzvahs you have to stand up for. Right? That's the Magen Avraham l'shitaso. That not just by Omer, tzitzis, and tkiah. All of things. All of brachas are mitzvahs. Magen Avraham says, you got to stand. So, let's stand for tefillin. And we'll sit down, we'll put it on. That's what he says. Okay, I saw an unbelievable thing. This is a side point. I couldn't believe this. That the Chazon Ish and the Stiper Gaon, when they daven by themselves, whatever the reason was, not in front of other people, they would actually sit down when they put on the tefillin shal yad. Okay, so don't do that yet until you ask your local Orthodox rabbi, competent Orthodox rabbi. But don't go ahead and do it yet. The Chazon Ish and the side by side they did. Meaning that it's a real opinion that to sit down while you put on the tefillin shal yad. So Magen Avraham says, I got a way to do both. We'll stand for the bracha because you're always supposed to stand when you make the bracha on the mitzvah, and then you'll go ahead and you'll sit down for the putting on the tefillin. Yeah.
But won't that be too big of a break?
Very good. It's a good question. Good question. Meaning, putting it on and then sitting it down is going to take a whole time. Actually, for that reason, believe it or not, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, in Simen Ches, the Aruch HaShulchan says that is the reason that any mitzvah you have to stand for, you have to make a bracha standing up as well. Because if you're going to make the bracha standing, then you're going to go ahead and sit down, it's going to cause too much of a hefsek, a break in between the mitzvah and the not. So, obviously the Magen Avraham is saying it's not going to be enough. Maybe make it a little bit tight, then you'll sit down and be able to rap afterwards. It's a very good question. Mr. Malkamian. Okay, so Vilna Gaon on his own comes along and says, what? Hello, I just told you, you don't have to stand for brachos and mitzvahs. You don't have to. It's not true. You don't always have to stand. By specific mitzvahs, you have to stand. But otherwise, you don't have to. That's what the Vilna Gaon says, that it's okay to sit down and for your tefillin, and you can make your bracha sitting down as well. Okay, so it's not just a Sfardim. The Vilna Gaon says it's okay. The Magen Avraham suggested it even. Okay, it's a fascinating, when you learn through the sugya a little bit, it's not just, oh, the Ashkenazim looked at the Sfardim like this. There are a lot of Ashkenazic people in that camp that also felt that it was okay to put on your tzitzis sitting down. And the Vilna Gaon even says you can make your bracha sitting down because you don't have to make every single bracha in the world standing up. It's okay to sit down only by specific things. That's again machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Gra. Okay, the minag, right, our custom is we do stand up. Right, we do stand up. Ashkenazim do stand up when we make the bracha and for the wrapping of the tefillin shal yad. But it's good to know that it's not so simple. Right, we have another whole camp of our brethren that don't do it, and even within our camp, it's not so simple. That is the must. It's not a must. Okay, yeah.
What was the Zohar's reasoning as to why?
The Zohar says that the tefillin shal yad are similar to the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And the tefillin shal rosh are similar, are representative of Shmona Esrei. Again, I'm not sure I can explain to you what that means, right? But it's Shema and Shmona Esrei are represented in the tefillin shal yad, Shema, and tefillin shal rosh, Shmona Esrei. Therefore, since Shmona Esrei is said standing up, So therefore you stand up when you say the Tefillin Shel Rosh. And Tefillin Shel Yad, which is representative of Shema, which we say when we're sitting down, so therefore we go ahead and we sit down for the Tefillin Shel Yad. Okay, again, I'm sure there's a lot more deeper meaning behind that, but that's what is brought down, at least in their name. Okay, so our custom, the Shabur brings out, the Ashkenazim, that we're going to go ahead and we're going to stand. So now, let's take a jump over to Megillah. Okay, Megillas Esther. We'll start off with Megillas Esther, because that's the one I think that we're most familiar with. The other Megillas, we'll get there in a minute. Okay, so Megillas Esther. What do we do for Megillas Esther? Do we stand for Megillas Esther, or do we sit for Megillas Esther? Let's say, that's a good question, Sam. Let's say the reader, the one who's leading. Stand or sit?
Stand.
Stand. Okay. The halacha is you're allowed to sit.
For your reading?
Even for the reading. Right.
Do they stand?
So you're right. Our custom is that we stand, right? But you have to stand. The lacha is omed v'yoshev. Either stand or you could sit. For the kavod of the tzibur, we like to stand. But the halachically, you're yotze even if you sit. Okay. When I was younger, I was in high school, so I used to like leaning. And my Purim, what I used to do is I used to spend time running around in hospitals, going from room to room to lean for people in Megillah, but they couldn't hear. It's not such a big deal, but it was a nice thing. People appreciated it very much, and after a while, like at the ninth and tenth times, very hard to stand up the entire time. You let us sit. You can sit and read to the person the Megillah. It's the halacha. It's okay. Yeah.
If you sit, do you have to sit the whole time, or can you sit and then when you're like not tired, stand up?
You could stand. Could stand in the middle. Okay, so the question is this. So the reader, our custom is that the reader, like you pointed out, Daniel, it stands, that's what we're familiar with, right? But it doesn't have to. It's not like a must. It's ideal to go ahead and stand. How about the listeners? Do the listeners stand or do the listeners sit?
Sit.
Now, the reason we're allowed to sit is because we're allowed to sit, even the reader's allowed to sit, right? It's okay, so he has a representative of the whole tzibur, he's going to go ahead and stand. All right. But he doesn't have to. Now, for the bracha, before Megillas Esther,
stand.
Do we stand or do we sit?
Stand.
Stand. Okay, so everyone is familiar with the custom that we stand. Now, do we have to stand? The person making the bracha, says the Magen Avraham, he has to stand. Even though he's allowed to sit. Okay, let's take away the shul scenario, so it's easier for us to picture. Okay, you're sitting in the hospital room. You're leaning for an old lady. Or a sick lady, a sick man, it was in the hospital bed. Okay? I'm exhausted. I'm going to sit down for the reading of the Megillah this time. Should I stand now when we're making the bracha for them? Do you have to stand for the bracha? So the Magen Avraham says, yeah, you do. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. And here is a Magen Avraham l'shitaso. The Magen Avraham's opinion was that even if the mitzvah itself you could sit for, the bracha is its own world, and you're going to stand. Like he said by tefillin, right? That was his suggestion by tefillin. Make the bracha standing, then sit down. Right? So too here, by Megillas Esther, he says, stand for the bracha, and then you can sit down. Okay? According to Vilna Gaon, L'chora, you can sit for the bracha. Because why should you stand? What? You can sit for the bracha on tefillin. You can sit for the bracha on challah. You can sit for brachas on mitzvahs. It's only by mitzvahs that you have to stand for that you make the bracha standing. But Megillas Esther, which you're allowed to sit while you're doing the mitzvah, so you could sit while you're making the bracha. That's what Vilna Gaon probably hold. Okay? So the Magen Avraham says he's supposed to stand. That's how we paskin. But the guy making the bracha should stand. How about all the listeners? How about the listeners? So here, it's unclear. Why should I stand? If he's doing the mitzvah and he's standing, he's making the bracha, not me. Why do I have to stand? Why should I stand? Anyone have a suggestion?
The chazan is
going to lean for the whole yeshiva, for the whole shul.
Because the chazan is representing the tzibur, it's as if every listener is the chazan.
Okay.
Not being able to do it.
Okay.
So since he is standing, you have to do the same exact thing.
Why? I'm not going to stand for the leaning, and he's going to stand for the leaning. Why do I have to stand for the bracha?
What?
I'm saying the listener.
You're not chayev to stand for the bracha.
Why would I stand? I'm the listener now.
No, but I'm
the listener.
For leaning, I'm saying you're not chayev to stand for leaning.
Right.
At all.
No, okay.
So if the bracha ever, you are.
Why?
Because it's the bracha. You have to stand for the bracha.
No, you don't.
If we say that the let's say the leaner is gonna stand.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not like the Vilna Gaon, let's say. And that's how we hold, right? The guy stands, he's standing.
Yeah.
Me as the listener, do I have to stand or not?
Is it more kavod?
Wait, according to
maybe. So we'll say maybe yes, but so kavod is not gonna obligate me.
Rare, you don't
right,
have to,
right.
If you can, you should.
Okay, fine. So now I wanna know more basic. Would I have to?
The whole idea of Shemang Kitoke is that did he has a chiyav, that his chiyav is the same as your chiyav, and he's taking, by him doing the action of making the bracha and reading the gil, he's, you know, doing your
very
doing
good
thing for you.
So very good. So the term is Shomea Ka'one. Shomea Ka'one. Those two words are very important. Everyone ever hear that concept? Shomea Ka'one? Shomea Ka'one means that Shomea, when I hear something, it's Ka'one, it's as if I said it, I answered it myself. So for example,
Kiddush.
For example, Kiddush, right? Yeah. I'm obligated to make my own Kiddush every single Shabbos. And so are you, right? So how could it be that if you come to my house, or you're in yeshiva, and one person says Kiddush for everyone, that everyone is yotzei? How that happens? So that's called Shomea Ke'one. By you listening to the Kiddush, and saying Amen afterwards, it says, if you went ahead and said the Kiddush itself, Shomea Ke'one, Chaf Ayin Vav Nun Hei. Very important term.
What Shomea
Ke'one?
Yeah, that's the
that's the same thing. When I'm hearing the guy blowing the shofar, it's as if I blew the shofar. Same thing. But Shomei Ka'onet by Tekiya Shofar. Okay? That's a very important concept. So here comes a very interesting machlokes, which we really could speak about for hours. We're not going to. Okay? And that is, how do we understand how Shomei Ka'onet works? Is it that when I listen to you make Kiddush, it's as if I'm saying Kiddush and the words like coming out of my mouth? Right? Meaning, it's as if it's me. You see him saying it, but it's really me saying it. It's a magical thing, the chiddush, right, that it works. Or is it, no, he's doing everything, and since he's yotzei, I could be yotzei as well. I can fulfill that obligation as well. Almost like I just like grab his schos, you know? But it's not me doing it. Okay, a big nafkamina might be this over here. If the idea is that he's doing it, and since he's doing it right, and I said, Amen. Now I get it. Check for Osman, right? So then if you're standing and you're saying it the right way, then what do I have to stand for? I don't have to stand. You're doing it. You're doing it right. I'm just going to sit down and relax and get concentrating on the Megillah Esther, right? But if you say no, it's as if I'm doing it. Just the difference is that you're the one saying the words, and by you saying the words, as if I'm saying the words, well, is the guy saying the words supposed to be standing? The Magen Rambam said yes. So then I have to go ahead and stand as well. This is what the Machzen Shekel says, that you have to stand, even the listeners of the bracha on Megillas Esther have to be standing, because the bracha guy, the Mevarech, is standing. He's supposed to stand. Because all, again, we're assuming that all the mitzvos, all the brachos, the mitzvos, you have to stand. So since that guy's standing, right, and I'm supposed to be making a bracha myself, so then I have to go ahead and stand as well. Okay, that's what. Now the question is, what about other Megillas, like Shir HaShirim and Koheles? That's very interesting. I don't know what you guys experienced. When I was in America, never in my life did anyone ever make a bracha on reading Shir HaShirim and Koheles. Mm-hmm. Came to Israel, everyone's making brachas beforehand. I thought it was like the funniest thing in the world. So the reason was because in America we leaned all these Megillas from a Chumash. In Israel, they lean from a klaf. They pull out a scroll, just like Megillas Esther, and they start leaning Eicha, and they start leaning Koheles, and Shirim. So I never experienced that in America. I don't know what you guys have in your shuls, but in my shul, we never did that, and therefore, they never made a bracha. You only make a bracha on Megillas Esther, on Shir HaShirim, etc., if you're reading from a klaf, if you're reading from a scroll. Okay, so here, the custom is to do that, and therefore, they make a bracha. Do I have to stand? But the next time we're all going to experience this, if you're in Israel, is Shir HaShirim on Pesach, right? If you're going to be in Shul and you're going to hear Shir HaShirim, do I have to stand when the making the bracha, just like Megillas Esther? Okay?
Why
would it be any different?
Yeah.
Oh, so here comes along with Moshe Sternbach in the Sefer Moedim Uzmanim, and he points out, it's even in the Machzen Shekel, it sounds the same exact thing on the Magen Avraham, that he says that you don't have to. Why? Because there's a fundamental difference between Megillas Esther and the other Megillas. What is that difference? Megillas Esther,
you have to
read it. Right? You have an obligation. You wake up per morning or per night, whatever it is. I got to hear Megillah. It's one of my mitzvahs of the day. I got to give Mishloach Maros, Mishloach Yonim, right? I have to hear Megillah. Shir HaShirim I don't have an obligation on myself to hear Shir HaShirim. The obligation is when you have 10 men davening together on Pesach, the shul should have a Shir HaShirim. And as long as I'm part of that, I should go and hear it. Similar to Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos is not an obligation. It's not like, oh, what are my mitzvahs today on Shabbos? I have to make Kiddush. Okay, that's one mitzvah. I can't do any malacha. Okay, it's another mitzvah. Right? I have to have lechem mishnah. I have to eat a meal. And I have to hear Kriyas HaTorah. No. Kriyas HaTorah is when I'm together with a minion. So then the halacha is, in a minion, you're supposed to go ahead and lean the Torah. Okay? For the brachos on an aliyah, you don't have to stand up. If you choose to sit down, you're allowed to sit down. The only reason, the only part you're supposed to stand for is, anyone know?
The Torah being carried to
the... Then for sure you have to stand right, but I'm talking in the bracha part.
Baruchu.
That's it. Just the baruchu. When the guy getting the aliyah says baruchu, you're supposed to stand because that's called the Dvarim Shebekdusha. The Dvarim Shebekdusha you're supposed to stand, like Kaddish, baruchu, Kedusha, etc. you're supposed to stand for. But the actual bracha itself you could sit down for. As some people stand up a little bit and then they'll sit down, right? You don't have to be standing for the actual bracha itself. Why? Because it's not a bircha on a mitzvah. It's something for the whole shul that the shul is supposed to do. It's not like Megillas Esther where I personally have an obligation. Right? If you want to wake up in the morning, Shabbos morning, you weren't feeling well, you couldn't go to shul, right? So you say, okay, I'm going to lay the Torah for myself. You can't do it. I mean, you can do whatever you want, right? You get a mitzvah for reading from the Torah. But you don't get a mitzvah for Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah. When you have 10 people together, you go ahead and do that. You lay it together. So too, Shir HaShirim and Koheles, etc., that is a mitzvah on the tzibor. So since a mitzvah on the tzibor, it's not a birch on the mitzvah of doing it, therefore you don't have to stand, the listeners would not have to stand for the bracha. Okay. The other thing we spoke about, I'm running out of time, we'll get questions after, okay? So the other thing we spoke about last week, just to recap again, was Havdalah. You have to stand for Havdalah or not. So we pointed out that the Vilna Gaon says in Hilchos Tefillin that it says V'hivdaltem lachem, the word lachem is over there, and therefore there's a custom to stand for Havdalah. Right? And we pointed out that that the Vilna Gaon says, the Tosa said you don't stand because you want to have a kviya suda, that if you're sitting around something that you're going to drink, you want everyone to be sitting around the table to feel like we're all one, and that's how it could be motzi you. If everyone's standing, it's too haphazard, and therefore who said you're listening to me, who said that I'm listening to you, I'm being motzi you, you have to sit around the table, try to be one, therefore you should sit. The Vilna Gaon in Hilchos Havdalah, when the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions, whether you stand for Havdalah or not, on the opinion said you sit, there the Vilna Gaon said, v'chein ikar, that that's the main opinion to go ahead and sit. In the Maisa Rav, which is the Sefer of the Customs of Vilna Gaon, it says also to sit. But on the side, it brought down that Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the star student of the Vilna Gaon and the author of. Nefesh HaChaim. Okay, Nefesh HaChaim, very important Sefer. Everyone has to finish it by the end of the year. Okay? So, the Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, said that. He saw the Vilna Gaon stand for Havdalah. He saw him stand. And that's where Chaim Volozhiner himself stood. Alright, so why did he write that the Iker opinion in the Shulchan Aruch is to sit? So he explained because when the Vilna Gaon wrote his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, he wasn't telling you what he did. He was just explaining to you the sources and what makes most sense in the Shulchan Aruch. But he himself had his custom, and therefore he'd go ahead and stand. I saw that Rav Avadya Yosef, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his Sefer Yechaveh Da'at. Okay, it's an amazing Sefer. Crystal clear Hebrew. I'm almost positive, I haven't checked this recently, but I'm almost positive it was a recording, it was written down from Shi'urim that he gave on the radio. Rav Avadya Yosef used to give a lot of Shi'urim on the radio. Many Ashkenazim as well would listen to it. And then they printed it in the Sefer Yechaveh Da'at. So in the Sefer Yechaveh Da'at, he has a way to reconcile this seemingly contradiction of the Vilna Gaon. Did he stand for Havdalah or did he sit for Havdalah? So he says as follows. He says, that which in the Shulchan Aruch had said to sit was Tosfos said, because everyone was sitting around the table, okay, and one guy was saying Havdalah and saying Bori Pri Hagafen, and then everyone would drink a little bit of Havdalah, the Havdalah wine. Okay? So when everyone is drinking, so you need to make sure there's a kviut, a set group. that I'm being motzi you. We're sitting together, we're around the table, we're about to eat, we're about to drink, let me be motzi you. When one guy's at that end, and one guy's over there, and they say, okay, I'm motzi lechem min haaretz, oh yeah, I heard it over there, that doesn't work. You gotta be, in order for eating, you gotta come ahead and bring it together. Okay? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch was talking about when people would drink, and that's what the Vilna Gaon said, that's the main opinion. When it came to his own house where he was doing it, no one else was going to drink. So since no one else was going to drink, it was okay to stand for the Havdalah. Okay? Great. So we touched on a lot of the different things. I think we broke the ice a little bit. Hopefully this will open up your own questions that we did not get to Kiddush. Maybe we'll talk about next week and learn a little bit more Kiddush. Okay? But definitely think about a lot more about all those different topics.